to review on the tape. I think we played a really good football team. Oregon's an improved football team. Coach Sagard's done a good job establishing a mentality. We certainly can play better, but we need to play better. This week is going to be a big challenge for us. University of Hawaii is the first conference game. They've got a bye week. We're fairly healthy. Ryan Cummings will not play, though. He's got a concussion, but I think we're getting a little bit healthy. We did suffer some bumps and bruises, but outside of that, I think we'll be ready to go. We'll have a spirited practice tonight. So at this time, any questions?
Great. How's Josh doing with the ankle? I know you said they just wanted to get the treatment going early. And right. How's that, at least early this week, and you expect him to go?
Well, he swung by my office this morning, and I think he's in good spirits and good shape. we were concerned. He took a sack on the last one and twisted a little bit, but he'll be full go the whole time. So other questions about last week's performance before I start talking about Hawaii?
Yes, this is upper body fine as well. I know Chris Happy is looking.
Yeah, he's going to be available too. Tim, is he coming in?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll be available so you can ask him some questions. Okay, I'll go ahead and start on Hawaii. First of all, they're coming off a bye week, and Coach Rolovich has done a good job with that team. He's an alum, and Drew Brown's their quarterback, completing about 61% of his passes. they're pretty balanced, 260 yards passing, 230 yards rushing, so that poses a problem in itself, and they're averaging 34 points a game, so big challenge for our defense. A good running back, 6 yards a carry. Colley's an excellent receiver. He's getting 22, got 22 receptions, 175 yards. I mean, some really impressive stats. And Tobias, linebacker, we know a lot about him. He's 6'4", 235, and a great tackler. And so they play a different fronts, which poses a problem, particularly for a young offensive line. So, first conference game, and we're looking forward to playing it.
You mentioned after the Oregon game, again, you play a very good football team, but you got to reassess some things offensively, where some of the struggles have been through the first three games. After looking at film and meeting with coaches, where some of those reassessments matter? Anything you'd like to change, I guess?
Well, first thing is, and I talked before about running football. That's going to be a point of emphasis. You're going to see us integrate Trey more. Trey Woods is going to probably get more carries. Thought he did a nice job. Thing we have been pleased with is he hasn't carried the ball a whole lot. He's got a couple good runs, but there's never been any negative runs. He's a big, strong guy. So you're going to see Trey carry the football a little bit more. Certainly we need to take a better care of the football. Josh was careless with the ball at times. And then the other thing, just throwing that out, Robert, is we've got to be much more disciplined. When you look at the years that I would say are uncharacteristic of our football team, we had an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, a couple personal fouls, things that were late. That really is the tip of the iceberg. Beyond that, there were other undisciplined plays within that game. And so we're really going to root that out, make sure that we're a more disciplined, more focused football team, and we'll need to be to make strides. Those occurrences, typically are signs of a losing culture, and we're not going that way. And so I was really disappointed with those things more so than anything else. We're gonna address that today in a team meeting. And then offensively, we've got to be more productive. There's just no doubt we've got to be able to score more points, move the ball on the ground more. Josh got to get that completion percentage up, and our receivers got to catch the ball better. Defensively, there were times that we played against Oregon. I thought we tackled well. We played fairly well. We missed some opportunities for some interceptions, but way too many explosive plays. Now, once again, you've got to attribute some of that. I think Oregon's going to have a good year, and they've got some good players, but we've got to improve on that.
With that assessment offensively, Coach, do you feel like Josh maybe tried to force something to happen a little more, maybe try and force the ball downfield a little more?
Well, when he comes in, you can certainly ask those things. That became apparent to me. And the other thing is I think some of the plays that were unscripted plays where he was scrambling, where last year, he made some of those completions where it was a scramble he was throwing on the run. This year he didn't make those, at least in this game. And so between working our offensive system better and then connecting on some of those other plays, it's going to be important for us to be much more productive.
Gavin stepping in, getting the start, is it nice to at least know that he has that season's worth of starts under his belt already?
It certainly is. You know, you have a guy that's played a lot of football last year at the guard position. And so we have full confidence in Gavin. It'll be an important week of practice for him.
Yeah, like James Price, Shiloh, guys that have been out on Austin, are there updates on their status this week?
I would say Price will not be available. We'll know a little bit more today. Shiloh, we're going to integrate him back in, but it's going to be contingent upon how he does. And then who is the other guy? Austin Ford. I don't think we won't have him this week.
So do you have much familiarity with the traveling trophy that goes with this game? I know it sounds like they lost it at one point and had to make a new one.
Right. You know, I think traveling trophies are great. And this is another one that we have. You know, when you take Kevin, what's the name of the trophy?
Paniola.
The only one.
Hawaiian Cowboys.
Okay. And we have Cowboys and they have Cowboys there. I think it's great. And so a new trophy, and not new, but a reestablished trophy. I think that's part of what makes college football special.
What else are you seeing about Hawaii? You mentioned, you know, the quarterback, but they seem like they've been explosive in a couple of their games. One receiver had almost 300 yards.
Right.
Saving it. Next game, a running back had over 200 yards.
Right.
I'm not saying they're close like Oregon, but it seems like they have that ability to be explosive offense.
Well, when you talk to Coach Hazleton and the defensive staff, in my assessment, they certainly are. quarterback, Drew Brown, can throw on the run, can throw in the pocket. They have a tendency to spread you out, and so that brings running back. Receiver, as I mentioned earlier, Colley's an excellent receiver, 175 yards a game. So they're prolific on offense, and, you know, that's going to be a challenge for us.
You mentioned the balance. Any sort of benefit in coming off with an opponent like Oregon that brought you kind of that balance attack that you can kind of do some things maybe to correct some things defensively?
First of all, I think we're going to learn from the Oregon game. You know, that was a that was a good opponent that came in. Competition brings out the best in you. There are some good things that we did, but, you know, to be able to compete against a team like that, it's going to sharpen our sword, say, and we're in hopes that we take another step forward. You know, Oregon did a nice job in the running game. At times we played our gaps and we tackled well. Other times we didn't. And, you know, that's an indication we've got to be more consistent, and this will be an opportunity for us to do that this week. When you're facing a balanced team like that, you just can't, you know, always say we're going to gang up against the run and the heck with the pass, because Brown and the other guys have the ability to throw it, or vice versa. Actually, they're moving the ball more through the air than they are the ground, but unlike us, where our numbers are lopsided, theirs aren't.
As a coach who's kind of done a rebuilding process yourself here in the Mountain Woods, is it, you know, interesting to watch kind of another school with Coach Rolovich doing something similar there?
Everybody does it. The coaching philosophy is a little different. I've appreciated Coach Rolovich. Actually, Coach Rolovich and Coach Hazleton work together as coordinators at Nevada, so they know each other very well. he certainly, you know, brings out a great deal of character. I know he brought a Elvis impersonator to Vegas, and I think he had a machete knife on the field one game as a Hawaiian warrior. So what I can tell you he's bringing is a toughness and a mentality to Hawaii football. They're a multi-front. You'll see elements of 4-3, 3-4, blitzing linebackers. You know, they're going to throw a lot of different challenges at us, and that poses a problem, once again, a challenge for a young offensive line.
Greg, is there anything to having this be a conference game after last week where you can have that meeting today and then kind of flush everything, and you've got a conference opponent to focus on, maybe than a non-conference opponent?
Yeah, there certainly is. You know, our guys recognize the importance of the Mountain West. And the best thing I know, as far as, you know, football teams don't stay the same. You either get better or you get worse. And typically, you know, it's not great to go through a loss. But I believe there's things that we can learn from that. You know, the leadership and the character of this football team, I think, is outstanding. And typically when you go through a disappointing performance, you look at yourself in the mirror. I've done that as a head coach. All our assistant coaches have done that. Players will do that. And then we'll evaluate that tape today with our players and then start on the University of Hawaii. And being a conference game, you know, not to retrace last year, but we got off to a little bit of a rough start last year. And once we got into conference play, got on a roll. So I know that was last year, but I think there's a foundation for our guys to say, hey, we got beat by a good football team last week. We underperformed. It's an opportunity for us to bounce back.
Are there any pros or cons with having a conference game but still another non-conference game on the schedule? I know it's not kind of drastic like the SEC where they kind of do it late in the year.
Right.
But just, you know, not having kind of non-conference all at once and then conference, are there any pros
or
cons?
Yeah, I really haven't thought about that because I know we're playing a non-conference opponent next week. We just know this one, they're all important, but this one's extra important. All those conference games count.
You have Drew back at Boston Harbor.
Is that
more, you know, he did well last week. Go through practice and evaluate, or are you pretty set on trying to keep Drew there now?
You know, until we see otherwise, Robert, we're going to continue to work with Caleb, but until we see otherwise, we're probably going to stay with Drew. You know, Drew recovered a fumble, and some of it's his ability to run and go down and make a play. So we'll work with both of them, but right now we'll lean towards Drew.
You have to have a level of trust in the guy to, you know, take on two positions like that.
It's unique anymore. You know, in the old days, it was no big deal. But and Drew's a really seasoned player and a competitive guy. He would not embrace this opportunity if he didn't feel capable of really going out and executing at a high level. He knows how important those snaps are.
Just follow up on that, Greg. You know, Jalen, you know, you mentioned it's kind of uneasy to have one of your starters as a snapper. Does Jalen Watson maybe integrate more into fullback where Drew doesn't have to take so many snaps, or is that just more of an evaluation day-to-day with practice?
Well, some of it comes into how many times we have a fullback on the field. Last week, we didn't have a fullback on the field as much as other games. And so I don't think Drew got played out. Certainly, Jalen did well when he was in there. So some of it's going to be contingent upon how we deploy our guys and what grouping of personnel we use, whether two tight ends, one tight end, three wide receivers, two backs with the tight end, all that.
Last year at this time, Coach, you felt like you had a pretty good beat on your team. You felt you were going to be really competitive and really good. You figured out about your team 3 games in this year?
I think we're going to be competitive. I see signs of some younger players that are embracing the competition. Certainly there's challenges there. I think we played a couple really good opponents in the non-conference. I think Oregon's going to win a lot of games. I do. I think they're going to win a lot of games this year, and we got beat by a good football team. Can we play better? Yes, but I think they're a good football team. I think Iowa's a good football team as well. Anything else? Okay, thanks. Oh, anybody on the line here?
Hi, Coach. This is Steven Tsai from Hawaii. It seems like Hawaii's had 2 weeks to prepare for you. Were you able to use any maybe parts of training camp or anything to look ahead and try to prepare for Hawaii or get an extra practice segment in to prepare for their multiple attack?
We do a lot of preparation during our fall camp. This year was an elongated fall camp, so we spent, you know, a good portion on elements of both our offense, defense, and kicking games that apply to all our opponents. But you bring up a good point, Stephen. Anytime a program has a bye week, I think I mentioned that earlier in the press conference, you know, it's an opportunity to do some extra homework on their opponent, which would be us, and then also an extra week to get rejuvenated and refreshed a little bit. So that poses a pretty significant challenge.
Okay, and finally, with the emphasis of more on Woods this week, are you trying to get a little bit away from a sort of a three or multiple or running back by committee formula, or are you... Or is it just trying to just get him more reps, but still keep the by committee running back formula?
Now, I think what we're really looking at is probably getting into where you've got two guys that are going to get most of the carries. Certainly, Kellen's going to do some things, and then our next running back, Nico, is going to be in there as well. But we're going to really try to have some predetermined running attack for Milo and Trey.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. By the way, what's the weather like?
You know what? I've been grinding on tape so much. I left last night. It was real dark, and I came in. It's dark today, so I think it's optimal.
Thank you.
You bet.